it for me, please.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
Siddhis Ram, what's up, guys?
Yes, we're bringing you another edition of The Rumor Mill. In this episode, we're talking about WWE rumors, even sprinkled with a little bit of TNA. This was not... TNA was not promoted in the episode description because TNA is forgettable.
What's TNA?
Exactly. Apparently, according to, you know, Vince Russo and others that wanted to promote it as such... It was supposed to be tits and ass, or at the very least, it would make you think tits and ass. That's not a joke.
Total nonstop action, yeah?
Yeah, it's total nonstop action for real. But they wanted you to think about that. They actually, you know, this isn't a rumor, this is actually confirmed. Vince Russo wanted this to be more of a kind of a pay-per-view HBO type thing, which would be have more, you know, kind of like action and gratuitous violence and, you know, and basically a lot of sexuality and things like that. But it didn't go that route, and now we have TNA, which, despite where it is right now, might possibly be better than what was originally pitched, I would say.
Yeah.
But, let's move on to other sad things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a rumor going around, and I say sad because, you know, well, yeah. There's a rumor going around that AJ Lee is pregnant. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That kind of speaks for itself. Like, all jokes aside, you know,
yeah.
That's actually pretty significant. That is a
it
big
is.
Thing. Because, first off, as we know, I mean, AJ Lee has not been on TV since she lost her title to Paige.
Right.
And a lot of us, and I think you as well as I, were basically looking at the Divas Division partially with AJ in the back of our minds. And we mentioned
yeah.
her often, you know, in a few months, Divas Division is going to be really strong because AJ's coming back, and then we'll have our eventual AJ versus Paige thing. That's kind of cool. And it's weird because I'm happy for AJ if she is pregnant, because this is completely unconfirmed, by the way. We've mentioned this, but, like, it's not – it's just a rumor floating around. And it could just
of
be
course,
some dick that's just like, they're married now. They consummated their marriage. She's pregnant.
Well, yes. No, it's a rumor, but at the same time, again, everything is meant to be taken with a grain of salt. Usually, I would say, when rumors don't occur, it's usually things that are in – okay, usually the rumors that don't happen, right, are related to storylines that I assume were even thought about, at least. It's not like just people throwing things out. It's they thought about it and then thought, oh, let's change this. I feel that this is significant if only because this is a rumor about a real person, you know? Like, real things are happening, you know what I mean? Where it's a bit different if it's – I mean, I agree. It could just be some dick, right? But it's a bit different when, let's say, they'll say something like, you know, oh, so-and-so is going to win Money in the Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could easily be a plan and then scrapped. And then when it's scrapped, it doesn't happen. It's just a simple rumor. There was, you know, people will say something like, oh, there was never anything backing behind it, but we'll never know, right? Where this is more of a, you know, I mean, time will tell, but soon, you know, like by tomorrow, we can have her make an announcement about it or something. You know, because it's about a real person, about someone's actual career, because she still has a career. I mean, Punk still does as well, but of course he's really putting that aside, and in my opinion, he'll never return, sadly.
It's weird because, okay, as somebody who really enjoys both CM Punk and AJ Lee,
right,
the fan in me really thinks, man, I would love to see them back as soon as possible and as much as possible on my TV. And then there's the other part of me that sits back. Well, actually, no, continuing with the fan thing, there's a part of me that just wants as much information as quickly as possible. You know, so I want not so much like I don't need to know if CM Punk like cuts his hair, but I want to know his thoughts in terms of coming back, you know, or AJ's thoughts in terms of coming back. So when we talk about how strong those ideas are, I want to hear. Then there's the other part of me that wants to respect their privacy. And there's just constant debate going on where I want to think, like, you know, I would love to know if AJ's coming back. But at the same time, I should give her a space because this is, you know, a celebrity performer.
Well,
I mean, she
is. It's a thing. It's one of these things where I will never – okay, I agree with giving her space, giving them space. I don't want to actively seek them out to – you know, tell everything. I mean, I was in Chicago recently, and no way did I think I need to find CM Punk because that's no. You know, there's no. They don't owe us anything. However, at the same time,
correct.
I do admit that I do believe that at the very least, I just would like an explanation. Not even for Punk because he actually left. That is his choice. But if AJ Lee is currently leaving, I do think it's pretty messed up that we didn't know in a way because again, Punk, in my opinion, it felt as if from the way it looked. It looked as if there was a breaking point scenario, you know?
Right.
Where he wasn't just planning on this specific Raw, because if he really was planning it and being vindictive with it, he would have left on Chicago. You know what I mean? He would have left them hung up to dry, you know, on, you know, at the moment where they needed him the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he really was vindictive, because that's how the man seems to be. If he really wanted to go that route, he could have.
Okay.
AJ didn't do that, you know. AJ just, you know, they had her drop the title nicely, and I say nicely because, well, some could argue that it was just this woman coming up, you know, out of nowhere, this young kid. I mean, if you really knew Paige and knew how good she was, she deserved that, you know. So she deserved the title, you know, as weird as it may sound to some who may not know her in NXT. So she did. She deserved it. She got it. Okay. But now that we have AJ gone, like you said, we were thinking, oh, she'll be back soon. Oh, she'll be back soon. If that was really her last match, if you will, in the WWE, I do admit that that's pretty messed up. I feel as if she should at least come back and say, I'm leaving. As silly as it sounds, just, I'm leaving, and then walking away. I would enjoy that. Punk, again, I understand because it seemed as if it was just, not planned, right? But with AJ Lee, I mean, you have her saying, oh, I'm leaving to get married. Oh, I'm going to get pregnant, let's say, or I would like to get pregnant to start a family, you know? Usually, that doesn't just pop up into your head, right? Usually you think, well, when I get married, I would like to start my family. And that's kind of where, you know, how I feel, where I'm not saying that she, again, that doesn't owe us anything, but I do think it is a bit upsetting when she had the time, you know, to just cut a promo saying that she's leaving, maybe never coming back, and hey, it's wrestling, so if she cut a promo saying she's never coming back, she can easily come back.
See, it's weird because I don't even want I would love a promo from either of them, to be honest, but I don't really want the promo. I want the real-life confirmation. You know, I want
two
of them to,
you know,
basically
something.
Say, just because the thing is for me, like, okay, the reason we go, not we specifically, you and I, but the general community will go so hard over these rumors, and this extends to the people that we do not connect with, like the crazy stalker types,
right?
Is because nothing has been set in stone as to, like, you know, CM Punk hasn't come out and said, I am retired and I will never go back to WWE, and neither has AJ.
I assume he's waiting for his contract to run out.
Yeah,
so.
and part of that is,
yeah.
I agree with that. Part of that I know is the contract. A part of it, I think, is just the fact that even if he did say that, I'm sure he and she feel like it wouldn't do much, but I do think it would quash things down where you look at Stone Cold, right? And
right.
And for example, Stone Cold, who is not in the greatest health either. There are always talks about him coming back for a match, but they've kind of died down because of things he said, you know? So it's just, or at least the fact that he's willing to discuss it. You know,
exactly.
Where
exactly.
CM Punk and AJ Lee have not only left the company, they've left in a way where they've tried to become invisible. And that's really hard because not only is it 2014, where
right.
we are obsessive and we live in a very technologically advanced world, but they were very loved characters. You know, this isn't like somebody,
and also,
like, I don't mean,
yeah,
you
I,
mean, you know, but somebody like one of the jobbers leaving,
Finn Carr,
you know?
If Hunico did not have a tattoo, there's a slight chance he wouldn't have noticed. I
yeah.
want to really put that out there.
I'm going
to
be completely honest with you. I agree with that statement.
But I would like to say this, though. And I'm not blaming them for this, by the way. Another reason why, obviously they cannot be forgotten is because they're going out there and they're getting behind microphones. At the very least, Punk is. And again, I don't blame him because if I was in his position, I would too. Why would you not? I mean, you're basically given keys now to that kind of thing where before being a wrestler, they probably just said, who the heck are you? Get away. We don't need you talking at this baseball game or something, right? But now he has the opportunity to. So that's another thing too where it's just no one's flaunting anything because I don't really think they're being vindictive to their fans thinking, oh, we're going to get them. We're going to sit back here and still not talk about WWE at all.
Okay.
But obviously, what?
No, okay, I agree with you. I'll give you that much.
Right. But at the same time, as you mentioned, it's like, you know, not only is it 2014, but they're also still in the public eye, where I do believe, even though they could still be tracked down, if they really were in the woods, they would be in the woods. You know? It would be, you wouldn't have people going, I smell Punk, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
attack dogs and things like that. Maybe a few.
Yeah, I agree
with that.
But yeah, because, and I guess part of that is also the whole do they owe us anything thing. And both you and I have said on record, you know, we don't think they owe us anything. But, like, take a guy like CM Punk, who, like, if I was in his spot, if I was that famous, I would not stop being a fan of certain sports teams, you know?
Right.
So I would want to go to these events, too. So I can understand he's sitting there like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go to the Blackhawks game. Because he's a huge Blackhawks fan. And if they're in the playoffs, why the fuck not? You know, why should I cater to these people who in some places may seem crazy to him?
Oh, no, I think, and I would agree even, you know, that sometimes people just seem a bit too much, you know?
Yep.
And, but anyway, getting back onto the main topic, I don't think, you know, so again, AJ Lee, you know, there's rumors that she's pregnant. I don't think she really owes us anything. However, I would like a confirmation on whether or not she's coming back or not, because I want to, I think, you know who I think actually owes this, you know, who she owes it to? Not to us, to the company that she's working for.
Well, that's the thing, though. We don't know if WWE knows or not. Like,
that's
arguably,
true.
If AJ is pregnant, they could know right now, and they may be planning for that.
Right. Well, again, though, at the same time, again, as I mentioned, I assume, and I don't know them. I really don't. But I assume that pregnancy, I mean, let's be honest. Pregnancy can sometimes be accidental, obviously, right?
I mean, I assume it's planned. I assume this one's planned.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm assuming this one's planned, and I don't know them. I would like to. Hey, you know, hi. But I obviously don't know them. So, but like you said, I'm assuming it's planned. You know, I'm assuming that they knew, you know, this was going to happen. You know, you get the house, you get the marriage, you get the kids. That's the package, right? That's the American dream. So, if they I mean, I'm saying that they should.
They get Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, they get Dusty Rhodes.
They get Dusty Rhodes as part of marriage.
With them, they get old dust.
Now, of course,
with
old dust, you get gold dust and stardust. It's a package deal. By the way,
yes,
anybody
do.
Out there who's listening and wants to call in at some point, please feel free to call in. 718-664-9468 is our guest call-in number. We'll be talking about a couple of rumors throughout the night, starting off with AJ and CM Punk, but leading into things like SummerSlam and TNA's supposed six-sided ring.
Yeah, and we're about to move on in a second, unless, of course, someone wants to call in and talk about AJ Lee, because, hey, we're always open to talking about AJ Lee. But the thing that I really want to mention, so, of course, you know, this is you assume that they planned this, right? I just really feel as if they didn't tell WWE soon enough, because if you look at the state, and again, maybe WWE is just this bad, right? And you know, with the divas or the women, we can assume that. But I also feel as if they were thinking, maybe, you know, people will come back. I mean, maybe AJ will come back. Things have seemed a bit stagnant. You know, no Total Divas, no AJ. I feel as if they were thinking, maybe we'll have her come back soon, you know? And they're thinking, oh, yeah, that's because she's the top diva. You know, she's the top female in the company, at least, or was, depending on, you know, her possible retirement or not. So she's up there. So when you have that star power leave, I mean, you do have to build someone up, and sadly they may think that they've done that with Paige, but at the same time, you could also consider her a placeholder champion. I don't consider her that. You don't consider her that.
I guess what they did with Paige, I feel like, AJ, if this is her way out, she did put someone over on her way out, which is cool.
Right.
Much respect.
Of course.
But at the same time, it's like, then I'm mad at WWE because they've been handling Paige so badly that I wanted to give them a pass to think, like, okay, maybe when AJ comes back, things will shift a bit. But now she's not coming back. I mean, there's really
the
no
thing.
Excuse.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we have to see where it turns from here. Maybe they know now, again, since this is a rumor, maybe they've caught wind of this and they're going to change the product now. And I'm not
and
saying
maybe
they
she's
start
not
putting,
even pregnant. Maybe she's
yeah.
coming back at SummerSlam. I have to admit to that much, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, this would be the first time WWE would throw out rumors just to screw with their fans. You know,
right.
And I want to mention, you know, as you said, she could be coming back. And if she doesn't, again, the product could change. I'm not saying that they're going to put Paige and Emma in five-star matches, sadly. But I do think
which
that
they should,
a chance,
but.
Which they should, but that's another story for another day. But I just feel as if, as of right now, they've possibly been working with the idea. Also, we had Tamina injured, which was a sad thing. You know, we're working. I'm assuming they were working with the idea of AJ will be back soon. And when she is back soon, maybe, I mean, think about it. Whoever they put the title on currently at Money in the Bank is going to be a placeholder champion, be it for, a possible returning Brock Lesnar, as many people want, or for Daniel Bryan coming back, be it a SummerSlam or Night of Champions. We don't know, right? But at the same time, it would be upsetting if, you know, for some reason Daniel gets hopefully not re-injured or possibly his, you know, injury takes a very long time. And then
mm-hmm.
whoever they put in placeholder ends up becoming someone who they, you know, who's actually going to be the champion for a while, but they book it as if the person was a placeholder, you know? I think that's the issue where hopefully they, you know, they've realized with this, if this is true, that don't book your champion as if they're a placeholder, you know? Go full out, go full on, make them seem tough and strong because I hate to say this, but Paige has been made to look weaker, I feel. When you have people on the internet telling me or telling, you know, a community or something, man, you know, what they need to do with Paige is this, and basically not realizing that they're saying to do exactly what they did with her in NXT, it's shocking.
Yeah, and on with Paige, it just annoys me because of the fact that, you know, last week she beat down, who was that? I'm sorry, my memory is just shoddy, but was it?
It's okay. That's how forgettable.
No, I'm sorry. Was it Cameron? I believe it was Cameron.
Yes. Well, yes, it was Cameron, yes. I'll just
yeah, because I remember that they have a whole little mini angle, like the one-week angle with the
Bump they're going to, they're going to possibly have a breakup.
Yeah, but with against Cameron, you know, Cameron talking shit and then her fighting, Paige fighting Cameron.
Right.
That was one of the first times in a while that Paige was booked to look dominant, you know, and I don't know if that's the beginning of a trend or something, or it's a one-off. But it just goes to show that it's one thing to show Paige to be, like, let's say, a fighting champion, someone who's not dominant but very, you know, hard worker kind of person.
Right.
But against Tamina and against Alicia Fox, she was almost made out to be weaker and just, you know, barely getting by, or she's coming up in the clutch, but for the most part, she's not that strong, you know? And
yeah.
Now we've got her against Cameron, and if she takes down Cameron, that's great, but where do we go from here? Because it feels like she's been given very little story, you know, and this is a show that centers around stories and angles.
Yeah.
And when you've got Summer Rae and Layla, and Summer Rae deservingly so, getting almost more screen time and more story time, you know, more story development than your champion, there is a bit of an issue there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've mentioned before, and I don't know if I mentioned this full out, but I would like to do it now. The company, I feel, needs to actually be built on the younger generation rather than the older generation. And some will say that that sounds obvious, but what I mean by that is, in, you know, many companies, when you work your hardest for years, you become CEO. You know, you go up the ladder, corporate ladder, bam, you're finally there. Your hard work, you know, it's been achieved. Here you are. Be the way it is for the WWE, I feel, at certain points, where they think, oh, yeah, these girls that are currently on the roster, since they have seniority, they're going to get this, and this. Well, that's wrong, because you have someone who actually has talent. You know, not saying that all the women on the roster don't have talent, but someone who actually has talent and that is made to look weaker against some people that I don't really think deserve to, you know, really have that kind of, you know, toughness about them. Meaning,
yeah.
Tamina, yes, I agree, tough, you know. You have Alicia Fox, they had to make her basically AJ 0.5 to
right.
to, you know, to become strong, quote unquote. Cameron didn't even look as strong. I'm hoping that, I'm praying to God that Naomi doesn't get a shot at the title now and wins it off of Paige, because that would just be, I mean, ludicrous.
It actually would, and it's funny because you talk about building on the youth, and while I agree with that completely, I think WWE has kind of warped that idea, because part of building on the youth is building on the right people, honestly, you know?
Right.
And arguably, I mean, they're not really realizing what, because I would say, in terms of a business model, right?
Right.
Appealing to multiple markets, apparently they've given up on appealing to the black market for the moment. Because,
yes, for some
and
reason.
I mean that quite honestly, as much as it sounds like a joke, but they have really done a horrible job in booking their black wrestlers for the last few months.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
So then you've got your only credible, it seems, Asian wrestler in Yoshitatsu released, which was, again, a great decision on their part. And
that was sarcasm. That was a joke.
Yeah. Your Hispanic population... Now,
no.
You've got Alberto Del Rio, who is flailing, and you had what once was Rey Mysterio, who not only appealed to the overall children, but the Latino population. And when you have someone in Samurai del Sol, Kalisto, ready in NXT, you know, this is one of the things where it makes sense to warrant the quick call-up because he fills a role, you know? And as much as I like, let's say, Bo Dallas or Adam Rose, because I love them both, Kalisto feels something different. You know,
exactly.
He fills a different role in the ring. He fills a different role in your sales, because now, since Sin Cara was basically a failure, that experiment, and Rey is on his last legs, you need a luchador wrestler in that role. And I'm not trying to say we need a token, but you need someone to fill that role.
Well, they are good enough, I think, to get up on their own. It's just that they also happen to be minorities as well.
Yeah.
Also,
I
would like to continue with this a lot, but we have ourselves a caller. I would like to put him or her through to before we move on to another rumor. Hello, caller.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Oh, hello, Danny. This is our resident caller, Danny. Danny, are you sad because of AJ's pregnancy?
Not really. I'm actually happy for her.
Good. Good. We found someone who's happy. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry, we might be having some technical difficulties. But Danny, so then what are you here to call about?
Well, I did call. I actually came to call about. I heard there was a Brock Lesnar rumor apparently for SummerSlam.
Oh, good. Yes, we were actually going to get to that, but I'm great. I'm very happy that you brought that up. Yes. So Brock Lesnar rumor. Satish, would you be able to expand on this? If I'm correct, it was a survey that they sent out.
So WWE's mailing list, which is not us, but apparently, you know, I'm subscribed to everything.
But it's still in advance.
I think Kevin Dunn just gets all of them, honestly. But the rumor that proceeds is that the mailing list received a survey asking about who they would feel most happy with facing Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam for the title. And the seven choices for the survey happen to be the seven people in the Money in the Bank match at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where let's say for some reason, you know, even though Roman Reigns was actually the winner, by the way, and I believe tied for second place was John Cena and Bray Wyatt, but let's pretend that they don't go with that, right, where it's just the issue isn't – because some people might go, oh, they're going to start pushing Roman Reigns. That's not even the issue. The issue is, as you know, as the article was pushed, the issue is that Brock Lesnar is being asked about, you know. It's like, so who would you like to face Brock Lesnar? I would like that one. It's like, you idiot, they asked you, who would you like to face? Brock, you know, who would you like to face? Brock Lesnar. You know, it's funny how that was mostly a rumor on the internet for a very long time. And now it's just, wait a minute, so we're basically confirming this?
Brock has to win in a way. Because you can't blow your whole, this is the guy who beat the streak heat yet. You know, you can't just have him lose to somebody like, let's say, Roman Reigns, who's green as fuck, already.
Right.
You know, this is his first, this is going to be Lesnar's, and it's all but basically confirmed he'll at least be coming back for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
This is going to be his first match since beating the frickin' Undertaker in a less than impressive match for multiple reasons. And now I always assumed that the payoff was going to be Cesaro versus Lesnar and some Heyman guy versus Heyman guy feud. Cesaro would go face and win this, right? But And I thought that could happen as early as SummerSlam because, honestly, Cesaro's been around for some time.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be outlandish for him to have that push.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully it's Cesaro. You know, Cesaro, as we said. Cesaro wins.
Now, is he going to have to win the title?
And my thing is, I feel it's too early to push Reigns, though.
I agree. I think they're overreacting slightly because they're looking at their Daniel Bryan situation. And Reigns is still getting there, I'd say, getting there.
You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but if they're smart, they're going to do, I would – honestly, it's one of those things where I would like – if Bray Wyatt wins, right, and he goes on to fight Brock Lesnar and loses, right, I would be okay with that if only because you are – first of all, it's the Beast versus, Beast. If you will. And the promos that Bray could cut on this would be wonderful. And him losing to Brock Lesnar, see, the thing that I like about Brock Lesnar, right, is that anyone losing to Brock Lesnar seems feasible. I think that's what I like. Where with John Cena, it just feels as if the guy who still needs some push, some pull for some reason in the company, decides to bury young talent, right? With Brock Lesnar, there's just something about him, I think, that when he comes back, if he comes back to dominate anyone, it doesn't... Think about it, right? John Cena defeating all three of the Wyatts. Terrible.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar F5-ing all three of them, which, by the way, are on top of each other. On Brock Lesnar. Completely possible.
And that's doable and sounds awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And it would sell tickets immediately. But
ideally, that sounds like a really intriguing gay porno. But in terms of wrestling, I don't really think that it fits. But
no, I'm just a big fan of, and it's terrible because yes, it would kind of push Bray into this babyface role, which we don't want. But I think, I feel as if we do, we can still, they should have heels versus heels, at least every once in a while. I want to see Jack Swagger versus, Rusev. In a way that doesn't
But see, that's the thing. It's impossible in that situation for Jack Swagger not to be a face.
Because he is still representing
USA.
Fair enough. I agree with that. But what I'm saying, though, is that even if Swagger is face, I still would like Zeb Coulter being the way he is. That could make people go, wait a minute, that's right, we don't like Zeb. And then Lana does her thing. Wait a minute, that's right, we don't like him either. I enjoy... having to sit there and having to think, who is the lesser of two evils to boo here?
Yeah,
and of course it boils down to USA, but at the same time, in no way does that make Zeb not a racist anymore.
Yeah,
little things like that, where I would like, of course Bray would get cheers because he's being Bray Wyatt, as he always does, but then Lesnar get cheers because he is Lesnar the way he always is.
Hey, can I ask a question? Would you call... Wyatt an anti-hero or an anti-villain? Because he's kind of...
The thing is they're very smart about him. Because at first, he would be that anti-hero kind of role where he would just kind of be this, I'm doing this for the greater good. But then he goes and tries to basically murder Jerry Lawler.
and
you sit there and think, maybe this isn't such a nice guy. And again,
Lawler dying there is part of what makes him a heel, but it sort of makes him a face to us. But, he's not – Bray's not exactly an anti-hero because – and it's a subtle thing because on the surface, he is an anti-hero, and that's cool. But think about him in comparison to CM Punk's heel run, where CM Punk, in a way, was an anti-hero because he was making sense and he appealed to us in that way, Bray – is still, at the end of it, basically a cult leader. This is a guy who, if you don't follow my ideals, you're a problem kind of thing. That's not anti-hero, that's a heel. That's a dangerous man.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I call the term anti-villain.
It's weird.
He's a regular villain.
I was...
Go ahead, man.
He just says things that do make sense sometimes. You see, it's one of those things where even the Joker can say some things that make you go, you know what, that guy has his head on straight. And then you think, wait a minute, no one
does. And then
doesn't.
You turn the page. But, yeah. Like, it's just with Bray, I mean, to no other man can I think it applies better in wrestling than to, you know, every villain is a hero in his own mind kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But before we move on, before we sadly have to let you go, Daniel, so who would you like to be to win this match and to go fight Lesnar? Because I'm worried that it might be Cena. Because
regardless of the Lesnar thing, who would you like to see win this match?
I'm worried Cena, but I would love to. If you want me, my honest opinion, I do want to see Cesaro win this match.
Okay. Interestingly enough, I mean, yeah, I would say Cesaro because I think he is the best technically out of everyone there who would be able to put on a good match with Lesnar, and whether or not he either wins or loses won't look bad because of it, I think, if they make the match look good enough. And, of course, Lesnar being a big enough guy doesn't make it seem as if anyone losing against him is too much of an issue. Unless, of course, it would be, let's say, a returning Daniel Bryan or something.
Yeah, although I would love to see Cesaro do the swing on Lesnar.
Exactly. Little things like that, I think, where, you know, with the face turn, he gets to swing back, you know, more often because he's able to be cheered again.
Yeah.
Yes. Who would you like, Satish?
Me? I mean, it's a hard-pressed thing for me because...
It is.
It just feels like it's bittersweet because no matter who I choose, I feel like no matter what, it's only going to be for short term. Like, I've almost set in my head that whoever wins is somehow going to have it turned around to be Lesnar at SummerSlam. And either losing to Lesnar at SummerSlam or will lose it by SummerSlam to Lesnar. Like, it's going to be a really crooked thing. So
look at
the participants, we've got seven guys, right? So Cena and Randy Orton are the top that come out there, and I don't want to see either of them win it. I do like them in this match. I don't want to see either of them win it.
The only reason why I might want Cena, the only reason why, I'm not saying he's my main choice, but the only reason why someone inside my head just says, do it, is because I would hope that because of Lesnar coming back with this Undertaker win, he destroys Cena for the title. And that won't happen. That's the issue, where it's just if you make John Cena your champion, will it snowball into Cena beating up the entire roster again?
That's what I'm saying. If Cena becomes champion, and he's already beaten Lesnar twice, and then no-sold what was supposed to be a horrible beatdown, no-sold that, within 24 hours, in fact, within 5 minutes, which was horrible. But you've got a guy now, if he is going over on Lesnar, because there's no way they're going to let Lesnar beat him now, for some reason. If they wouldn't let Wyatt beat him, it'd be really stupid not to, you know.
Well, in theory, that's why you would make Cena look strong. You know, you make the guy look strong in their latest feud, and their next feud, they get beaten up. You look at Wyatt Cena, when Wyatt beat Daniel Bryan for some odd reason, then he gets beaten up by Cena. Would you argue that they could bring Lesnar back to do that whole, oh, he beat you last time, let's see what happens this time, and then the other guy gets the win?
Can you actually see Lesnar losing to John Cena at SummerSlam?
I don't want it to happen, but again, if they're trying to
you
do
can't
this transitional
see it, though, can
thing,
you?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Exactly. I know, and that sucks.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
And remind you that if John Cena wins, he becomes a 15-time world champion.
Actually,
He's wrong.
He becomes the first-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
No, wait. That would not be Randy Orton.
Well, no, I'm sorry, but for his...
He becomes a 15-time world champion holder.
No, does it... I don't believe that still counts. I believe now it's currently... I'm saying that he isn't the first one was Randy Orton.
It counts.
Are you sure it counts? Are you sure?
It counts because the Undisputed Championship counted as a world title reign.
One under Flair, man. It's going to be one under Flair.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I'm going to bring it up because... All right. So then that probably won't happen then, I think.
I don't think Cena's winning this match. I'm going to be honest with you. But if he does... We are so screwed Because the only direction they can go in is Cena now beating Lesnar, then being basically better than anybody but Daniel Bryan. And then if Daniel Bryan comes back, it's just so hard because how do you build a story where Daniel Bryan barely, you know, he beat Cena a year ago perfectly healthy. Now coming back from an injury, can he do it again? You know, like, it's just, it's too complex.
Right.
I don't see Cena winning this match, and I'm happy because that would be
really
bad.
Right, but let us move on. Danny, thank you for calling in. I'm happy we got to talk about this. You were going to talk about it anyway, so I'm glad we got the chance to. And, yeah, have a good night. Keep on listening.
And happy belated birthday, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. This is not going to say it. We got to say it live on the air on our DDZ podcast, actually. Satish, you were sadly not there. But
I was dying.
But, anyway,
but yes.
Yes, but it's okay. Now you're not, so it's okay. Another rumor, just a little quick one. Regarding SummerSlam, Daniel Bryan is apparently, there's a chance he might not make it back till Night of Champions. You know, there's a rumor going around that he might not be super duper healthy, which is a little upsetting. But hey, that's why we're hearing about, you know, Lesnar being brought in. Which,
this is horribly depressing. Like, I'm just going to be completely honest with you.
I mean,
Daniel Bryan, with CM Punk gone, CM Punk being the reason both you and I basically got back into wrestling recently.
Yeah.
Punk is gone. Top diva in the division that I was in love with for a while, AJ Lee, gone. Now we got Daniel Bryan. He was our guy. He was our darling. He rose to fame through against all odds. It was amazing. Now he's hurt. And he's hurt bad. And that's not good. Because
it's depressing, but in a way, okay, I'm happy that they're frantic backstage. I'm sorry, guys. You know, if you're listening somehow, I don't know why you would be, but I'm happy you're frantic back there. Maybe you're learning how to build people now because, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Great point.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, we talked about this a while ago, possibly even when we had a Spreaker account even, right, where we said, you know.
We do have a Spreaker, guys.
Yes, we had. Well, there are some shows on there. We had a early shows. Elimination Chamber 2014 is on there.
Yeah,
but anyway.
So we've advanced to Blog Talk Radio, but.
Yes, we've advanced. But yeah, so you put all your eggs in one basket, you drop your eggs. Well, look at, you know, you can't just focus on specific people, you know, because, and of course there was going to be the top guy, no duh. I mean, that's silly to say that there wouldn't be a top guy. But at the same time, I just think that, you know, I mean, I like the Attitude Era, where you had top guys, but in a way it felt as if, I mean, hey, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but it felt as if people were interchangeable, where it felt as if, you know, you did have, even though he's only a one-time winner, you know, for WWE Championship, you had Mick Foley, you know, Mankind.
Listen, say, here we go. Look at those right now, the Attitude Era, right? And this is a horrible comparison, Foley, because the Attitude Era is so goddamn good, but let's spitball for a second. Go back to, let's say, 2002-ish. We've got HBK and Triple H, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yes.
We have Mick Foley and all his little Mick Foley-isms.
Yes.
Already, look at that core.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and those are guys who would, you know, usually be in the top. Even if you would argue that Mick Foley would always be the guy to lose, still, that's a guy who, you know, there's a difference between him and Alberto Del Rio. You know what I'm saying? Where it's
right,
like,
and here's
have
the thing, though.
People.
We could have a core like that. And what sucks is that part of that core for me always used to include CM Punk. And I know that Stone Cold basically kind of, you know, in a way left, you know, he walked out because he didn't want to drop the Lesnar so badly and stuff. But it's just CM Punk was so crucial right now because they didn't let, like, a Triple H and HBK or Rock, they didn't let them grow around them, you know?
No.
And as you said, they put their eggs in one basket, and it was a huge thing. Because now you're also losing at WrestleMania The Undertaker, which was a big star power thing, you know?
Right.
And for years ahead now, The Undertaker was a mainstay at WrestleMania, and he always put on great matches, and he always had a great story going to WrestleMania, because obviously the big goal is WrestleMania. You know, you want to put on a show at WrestleMania. You want compelling stories going into WrestleMania. And when you just think about this long term, there are guys that can really put on shows. I mean, Sami Zayn comes to mind so much. So much.
Yes, most
I can't
definitely.
Trust enough because he is so goddamn talented.
Yeah, it just, and you know, it's very funny. I was actually rewatching NXT TakeOver with, you know, my lovely girlfriend Ashley, who hopefully will be caught up with WWE to where when we do our Money in the Bank, recap right after Money in the Bank, she will be able to join us, hopefully. But anyway, the point is that, yes, I mean, she's great. You know, if you want to see how she and I have some great chemistry on air together, watch our listen to our Total Divas podcast. I understand how horrible the words Total Divas and podcast may kind of come together, but it was actually very nice. But anyway, I bring this up because I was really, we were watching these people, and this horrified look comes upon Ashley's face, and I tell her, I felt really bad because I gave her the idea, and the idea was, imagine when these people get called up, right? And the look of horror on her face after seeing that amazing pay-per-view level special was just, it was really, I felt bad for what I had done. You know, because it's so true, because it's just where we, you know, you have this, you know, these amazing people with the, you know, with this talent, and then they get called up, and then here we are, you know, where you look at Paige, and you look at Emma, and again, yes, pay your dues, I kind of understand that, but again, as we've mentioned, live off your youth, you know, where you're starting to make, it's as if you're breaking down your talent to where they forget they have talent eventually, complacent. And then people are saying, damn, that Cesaro guy must suck, right?
Yeah, like, I hate that there are some people actually arguing. They're like, oh, Cesaro's not good. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Go back and watch the matches with Sami Zayn. Hell, go back and watch Claudio fucking Castagnoli in Ring of Honor.
You know,
this man is a superstar in the making. To the point where eventually he and Sami Zayn are going to have, like, 6-star level matches. And I mean that, like, half joking, but half serious. You know, these are people who are mainstays in the future. And we have these kind of people. We have Bray Wyatt. We have, I don't know so much about Rowan, to be quite honest with you, but I like Harper a lot. I think he's one of those guys that can be in the main event scene in the future. So we've got two out of three of the Wyatts.
I think Rowan is great for the simple fact that sometimes you just need some guys to stand there and look intimidating. And
yeah,
he's one
and
of those
guys.
He
does have the physical intimidation, and he does what is needed. You know, he's not he's not immobile or not usable in the ring.
No, he doesn't, from what we've heard, he doesn't injure anyone. He's a fairly safe worker.
Yeah, and that's all great.
Yeah. But we have, as you were mentioning, we have the future, and I know it might seem like a tangent because we always do this, but it's just, we just get really nervous, and, you know, and I'll mention it, I always do because I'm a broken record, brand split. You know, where if you really are thinking, because I was even going to make the argument that when you have NXT, the way, you know, which by the way, there's still those rumors up there about the, about the cuts backstage. We don't know what's happening. Hopefully not that many cuts. We've even heard some rumors, you know, I think we may have mentioned on air that there's possibly going to not be as many specials, even though that was the best thing in the world. But how well? But anyway, point being with NXT, you know, there's only one show a week, right? At least that, you know, that they do to be aired on the network, right?
Correct.
So you could argue that, oh, they're being, you know, the way they're being because they have a less, you know, they aren't working as hard as the people who are on the main roster. But again, right, why are they working as hard? Well, because they're on Raw and SmackDown. Why do they have to be on both shows? Well, you know, just promotions. You know, you're gonna want to come to see them on Raw and SmackDown, and so then, but they have to work safer because of it. They have to actually limit their moveset and then give less than their all, and then look weaker because of it. Hey, you know, we don't really have to talk to you about that. You know what I mean? It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a business model that, quite honestly, and again, yeah, I am a poor kid sitting in Queens telling you about this. But it doesn't strike me as logical. And then you're making so many errors with the WWE Network right behind you, breathing down your necks as something that was supposed to be great, but is merely good in terms of revenue.
If we had no network, and if NXT was the way it used to be, which was just something you saw on the internet, before they even cut it from WWE.com, where it seemed to be something you saw on Hulu, you know? Which maybe if you didn't have Hulu, you would download it, right? When it was that, you could do this, actually. I would argue that that was the perfect business model where no one knew the difference. Now, with the it just feels as if even though Vince McMahon says he wants more things on the network, which, by the way, thumbs up to getting Raws. You're up to 1995. You're really close to the Attitude Era. Thumbs up for that. You know, not so much thumbs up for the fact that you're not focusing on ECW and everything else that matters, but hey, thumbs up on your Raws. But it feels as if, you know, he says he wants things on the network, he doesn't actually watch what's on the network. For, you know, for booking purposes and things like that, where it doesn't seem as if he really cares.
Mm.
Even though, you know, it's just, oh, they want to watch NXT, they can see NXT. What about when they get called up to WWE? We'll figure that out later. You know? As if forgetting that they have developmental that people watch. You know, this isn't OVW anymore.
Right, I mean, NXT,
you know, we can
is
see
a watch,
this.
And NXT is a good show. It's just,
oh, yeah. But let's jump back to rumors, because we were going pretty well. Not too much else, actually, strangely. TNA, and again, as we said in the beginning, we weren't really going to talk about TNA, but then we remembered them just like the rest of you did when we mentioned their name again. TNA is currently going back to the six-sided rings for
now,
the New York
City
taping.
Can you confirm that for me or no? Because
no,
I don't...
that's why it's a rumor. No, that's why it's a rumor.
Okay, right.
That's why it's in the rumor section. Because, well, I will tell you this much. They had a poll, and I love TNA, if only because TNA reminds me of us, where if we held a poll on our Facebook, those guys on the radio, by the way, the URL is those guys on the radio. When you search us on Facebook, it's just those guys, right? If we did a poll right now, I can assure you that maybe one to no one would answer. Because, hey, we're just starting out. Definitely, you know, we would love your fan support. Please, like us on Facebook. Our Gmail is those guys on the radio. But we're just starting out, right? But again,
I checked
how
it
funny
last week. None of you guys emailed us. I hate you all.
But seriously, though, think about it, though, right? We're just starting out, so it's okay. Why does TNA remind me of us? Because when they put polls on the internet, no one really does anything about it. But apparently, one of their Twitter, because I even said something like, get up to 500 likes and we'll tell you who's going to be the so-and-so fighting so-and-so, something along those lines. Not even 500 liked it. I think it was 100 or something. It was on Twitter. It was really funny, right? Kind of sad. Point being is that they also had something where they went, hey, vote on if you want to see the six-sided die. Yeah, six-sided die. Ooh, the six-sided ring.
A six-sided die.
Don't even ask. It's been a long day. The six-sided ring, come back to TNA, you know, and apparently people voted, and here we are, you know, where apparently
and
they bring it back to the New York City tapings, even though people, I don't believe it was people in the company, technically. The people who have complained have been out of the company, yes? Or I know AJ Styles complained.
Yeah,
but I don't know if anyone
thing.
Else...
Logically, there were a lot of people who made great points about the fact that the six-sided ring is just...
So,
it's
very
more
sorry
dangerous.
For using the word complain. Very sorry for using the word complain. Who had legitimate concerns.
Yeah. For safety,
ring.
For the quality of the matches, for the safety of the wrestlers, and the overall... Are people taking us seriously with six-sided rings, or are we a gimmick?
I will disagree with that. I think that if you want to say that it's a gimmick, I think it's one that people will get
behind.
No, I'm
not speaking personally. I'm giving
Fair enough. Well, I'll also say that I think I'll disagree with whoever said that.
But yeah, address that fine. Yeah, please feel free to address
right.
it.
But what I would like to say, because again, you know, I'll start with the gimmick. Because, yeah, sure, you're a gimmick, but hey, you also have gimmicks as characters. You know, you have total nonstop action. You know, if that's what's going to get people to think that you are going to provide them total nonstop action, you know, do it. However, obviously hearing the fact that it's a safety concern, that's when you don't do it, because it's actually harder to take bumps on. Now, as someone who isn't a wrestler but who wants to get into that, you know, looking at these guys take bumps in certain, you know, kinds of rings, WWE and et cetera, you know, some are a bit foamier than others, some are a bit more springy than others, but they can't be too much, you know. And when you look at, you know, the six-sided ring, from what I've heard, from what we've heard from AJ Styles and a few others, it's just harder to take bumps on. And also the fact that, let's say you're trying to do a spot, right, and not like a cool, because you can do cool, crazy spots. You actually could. So it does kind of make you feel a bit as if, let's say, two people were doing frog splashes. Now maybe three could, you know? Interesting things like that, right, which could happen. But now it becomes, think about it, right? You get flipped over. You get hip tossed, right? Where do you go let's say you're doing a tag team match, where do you go? You know, where, and you know, where sometimes maybe as a character in the WWE, you can just laugh, you know, you can have the commentary laugh, oh, he's in the wrong corner, he's going to the wrong corner. And sometimes you'll think, oh, did he do that on purpose? You know, was the character doing it, or did they maybe forget? I mean, heck, there's only two sides, right? Well, not with a six-sided ring. You know, with a six-sided ring, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of room for error.
Yeah, and
in terms
arguably,
of safety, and
I
in
have
terms
seen
of
some really
out.
Good matches.
Right.
In that six-sided ring, you know, and especially their X Division from back in the day, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, if it is a safety concern, because as I was younger, I never really thought about that, it is something to really worry about. Because you're on your last legs, TNA. And here's your thing. Your
right.
six-sided ring could be something that keeps you afloat. It could. But if it is as dangerous as it may be, at what cost? You know? I mean, it's just a tough place for me, honestly.
It's true.
Like,
speaking of cost, I would like to add cost in here, something that I actually have not heard a lot of people mention, strangely enough. You and I were looking into acquiring a wrestling ring for purposes.
Right. It was an interesting discussion that night, but please go ahead.
And we actually looked into this. This was actually a while ago, before TNA
don't
even brought
judge
this back
us,
up.
People. I know you're sitting there thinking, those guys wanted, yeah, we did. We looked it up. Because seriously, don't you ever look things up.
It was cheap, by the way. And cheap in the grand scheme of things to get a backyard ring. I mean, $2,000 for a backyard ring, and it wasn't even, you could have fit like two tag teams in there. Yeah, we're going to do it. We still are. We've got to find some land. Anyway, point is that we looked up six-sized rings because we laughed. We thought, I wonder what TNA did here, right? And we looked them up, and they're actually a lot more expensive than normal rings. So you're thinking, so then they're custom rings that they would have to get set up, especially if they're moving around now. Because if they were in Florida, you could argue that they're only doing it in one place. So it's only one ring, in theory, unless you have to, you know, maybe rebuild here and there, maybe fix this, fix that. It's
mm-hmm.
a bit different than having to now travel around. Because remember, if anyone doesn't follow TNA, don't worry. It's okay. No one's judging you. But TNA is now currently moving around. They're not just stationed in Florida anymore. They're now moving, you know, through America. And they're actually coming to New York in August. And they'll be doing different shows at different places, some taped, some not. So they're actually going to be taping shows. I don't know when the heck we'll see them, but they'll be taping shows in New York City in August, right, with that six-sided ring. So that isn't even a, you know, I believe it's a rumor, but we've heard, I think we even may have heard some confirmation. I know earlier I said it was a rumor, but actually I believe we've heard some confirmation. But the point being is that with this coming back, right, to New York, right, to a – which, by the way, New York, big place, right, to a taping, is this the future again? You know, not at a house show, not at some gimmick at a house show, but is this the future? Do they want to now spend more money while their company is flailing, possibly injure more of their workers who – we talk about WWE not building up people. Let's all point and laugh at TNA.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost comical at this point to discuss TNA, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but we all know that TNA is on its last legs. You know, and I almost feel bad discussing it. I've mentioned this to Matt before. Like, part of me just doesn't want to talk about it because I feel bad. And then I feel like we have so our fan base, in terms of me and you, you know, all our fan base, I don't think there's anyone that sits there and wants us to talk about TNA. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm being straightforward with you, you know? I don't think anyone's going to sit there because, you know, half of them don't want us to talk about wrestling. They want us to talk about comic books and Pokemon. But I figure the ones that want us to talk about wrestling at least want to hear WWE or some Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, I would say that. But yeah, I mean, you know, sadly, we're going to have to wrap this up a bit. So let's see. So rumors today, we got ourselves some possible AJ Lee pregnancy, which could lead to her on her way out. And hopefully it doesn't because, I mean, again, on her way out, putting someone else over is
hopefully
great.
Hopefully it doesn't. You want her to wrestle pregnant.
Yes. Just I want there to be a thing where she's disqualified because the baby – you know, possibly, you know, wheel kicked someone in the face. The baby kicked AJ, baby kicked Paige, and then AJ was able to secure the pin. She won the title while being pregnant. in the shortest match ever. Thank you, Kevin Dunn. But anyway, but seriously though, my point is that even though, yes, this is how you put someone over before you leave, I hope she doesn't leave forever if, you know, that was the last thing she ever does, because it's an upsetting way to go. You know, where Stone Cold has had his moments back, he's had his, you know, talking about it outside of WWE. So, you know, some of the times that he's really left and he's said goodbye haven't really been his final moments there. And that's what I'm saying, where if that was really her last time ever being in a WWE ring, at least for a while, that would be upsetting, I have to say. So, but again, she's, you know, possible pregnancy, possible goodbyes, hopefully not. Lesnar, you know, basically coming back, I mean, all but confirmed coming back, which is scary because to who?
I was almost hoping you mixed up the rumors as we wrap up here. And that Brock Lesnar is pregnant and AJ is coming back at SummerSlam to take the championship.
The WWE. That's all jokes aside, that's what we need more. I think, and it's kind of funny, I don't know if you and I mentioned this live. Hopefully we did. Charlotte, I think, is the perfect, you know, I mean, she looks tall enough, I feel, to really seem menacing enough, I feel. Her and, like, say, someone like Tamina, to take a title from someone, you know, who is a man who, sadly, in WWE's eyes, is meant to look stronger, quote-unquote, than a female. So I would be just fine with that, where, you know, AJ Lee comes back to win the title from someone. You know, I mean, I think it would be, even if it was an upset where, let's say, you know, they have, which they should, a Money in the Bank for females, right? Female snags up the chance to, you know, and they don't say, and no one really catches wind of this till someone is lying basically dead with the WWE World Heavyweight title on the floor. And then we have that winner, who is a female, comes right on in, pins the person, gets the title.
Now, as we're wrapping this up, do you really think that's a conceivable notion now with Kevin Dunn?
Oh, God, no. But I think it's still a lovely thing to think about. But, I mean, because it's not even lovely, it's accurate. You know, women can fight just as well as men can when you look at someone like Paige and look at her past matches. But sadly, yes, we're wrapping this up, so let's not flip rumors, shall we? AJ pregnant? Brock Lesnar pregnant? I mean, wait, no, Brock Lesnar coming back to possibly win a title? I guess.
And, Ronda Rousey is going to come back and be that menace. Ronda Rousey.
That would be great.
That would be the best thing in the world. It would almost make sense for her to be the one
which,
to take the...
Which are also some rumors, by the way. Some rumors. Again, nothing confirmed, but she is doing a little... It's funny because you can't say flirting. I don't think it's flirting. I mean, Roman is married. But you do have her, you know, basically admitting a crush to Roman Reigns, which is really funny when it's her, you know? When she is admitting a crush to Roman Reigns, you're thinking,
I'm just sure that most of America is like, their first thought is get in line, and their second thought is maybe we should let her go in front.
Yeah, right? Just in the, just, huh, maybe, I don't know. But, so yeah, so there's rumor that she's coming, not obviously as early as SummerSlam, but that she will appear, I was going to say coming back, no, she will appear in the WWE at some point or another, because she's a huge fan. I mean, they showed, there's actually a reaction video of her watching the Seth Rollins turn with a horror on her face. And she's sitting there, mind you, this is Ronda, you know, Rousey here, and sitting there, she's holding, I think it was like a pillow, going, no, like getting her voice going higher and higher, like, no. While she's watching this, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. But anyway, so there's possibly her coming back, her coming at all, you know, being there at all. And then of course TNA with their six-sided rings, and we'll laugh at you, sadly. But hey, you know what, it happens. So yeah, I mean, I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. I'm Matt Marrero, and I'm sitting here, not physically, but emotionally, sitting here with Satish Ram. And we have ourselves another episode of The Rumor Mill.
All right.
Yeah.
Come play us out.
Shall you be playing us out tonight, or should I?
Oh, well, you know what? I was going to quick play. Now I'm hurt.
No. Please do. I would love you to.
You sure?
Why not? Yes. Why the hell not? Why the hell? Oh, before you even do, Monday Night Raw recap tomorrow after Monday Night Raw. So, yeah.
As always.
That's 11:30. Set your alarms. Yeah. Watch that.